This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
As I said in my little teaser back in the day, your parents would say, you can't go outside. And you'd go, oh my God, what am I going to do inside? There's nothing to do. But now it's the other way around. You tell your kids to get outside and they go, but there's nothing to do out there. Unless I sit on my phone, I'm really not having that much fun outside. So we're talking about how to get your kids to play outside with Dr. Tanya Altman. She's a best-selling author, parenting expert, media spokesperson, and pediatrician. Welcome to the show. So Dr. Altman, getting children outside. How do we get them to go outside?
Going outside every day is so important. And the best way is to start a routine very early on. My boys are 10, 8, and 15 months. And my 15-month-old will walk up to the window every day and tap on it because we started taking him outside to watch his brothers run around. I would take him jogging in the jogging stroller. So build it into your everyday routine, whether it's first thing in the morning or after school or a family walk after dinner.
Such a good idea. And especially when they're babies and they see their big brothers and sisters playing outside, they want to go out there too. As parents, a lot of them say, well, my kids don't know what to do outside unless I'm out there with them. They don't know how to play those games and kick the can and hide and seek, and they think they're dumb now.
Well, I like how you said earlier, leave the screens inside because you don't want to take them outside at all. And often you have to teach kids when they're young how to enjoy the outdoors because it's not as intuitive now as it was when we were growing up. So if you live in a safe neighborhood or you have a backyard or a local park, you can take them out when they're toddlers. Toddlers thrive on unstructured play. Let them run around, play in the sandbox, get dirty, but always keep an eye on them and they will love it. Even if you chase them around, it's important for you to get exercise too.
Well, that's one of the biggest things. And we do a show here for the American College of Sports Medicine as well, Dr. Tanya, and they recommend play as a way to get your exercise and playing with your kids. You find out more and more that it's pretty fun and you get a good workout playing frisbee or softball, having a catch, doing any of those things, and that's a great role model way to get your kids to do that stuff as well.
Exactly, and toddlers and preschoolers love playing ball. You can roll balls to them. Ball's often one of the first words that babies say, and they will chase the ball around, and they will try to shoot a basket. And it can be, we use an old cardboard box at our house for a basket. So my 15-month-old runs up and waddles up and throws the ball in, and we say, yay, basket.
See, that's really fun, and it is such a great thing for parents to do with their kids. But now some of the kids, and as we're talking about little ones, it's fun. Go to the park with mom or grandma. Have a great time in the backyard with dad. That's so much fun. But as they start to become like 10, 11, 12, you know, it's more like a punishment. And they roll their eyeballs and say, I don't want to go outside, mom. It's just not fun. Or there's bugs or, I mean, any number of reasons. What do we tell our teens?
Well, it's always a good idea to start these patterns early on. So when they're 4 or 5, you can give them bike ride, you can take them bike riding, teach them swimming lessons, get them involved in a sport. They may not want to do a team sport, but there's karate, martial arts, there's gymnastics, there's dancing. There's lots of activities, and you can help them find one that they like. Maybe there's a child in the neighborhood that you can, you know, I often text the mom down the street and say, hey, do your kids want to meet my kids in the cul-de-sac? And then they just run around and throw balls and they play. And one of the best ways to do that is to sort of build it into your everyday routine. So my kids know when they get home from school, it's a half an hour outside. And then they can come in and do their homework. And then after their homework, then they can do something else in the house. Now, some people live in parts of the country where the weather's not always great, and that's okay. You can make an obstacle course in your house. You can put on music, and you can have a dance party. Be creative and just get moving. That's one of the most important skills you can teach your kids that'll last their entire life.
It's true. I mean, and certainly, depending on where you live, it may not be safe or, you know, convenient to go outside or to go to the local parks. And, you know, you can find out about that in your community. But then there are things you can do. And even, and I hesitate to say this, but some of those video games, some of the sports games, some of the dance revolution kinds of things can actually get your kids up and doing more than just staring at YouTube, Instagram, and Snapchat on their phones.
Especially if it's a rainy day, I think those are great activities. And I have to tell you, I work up a sweat dancing with my kids to their video games.
Oh, see, that's good. Good for you. And they think we're weird. And certainly we don't want to do it when they have friends around. But it is definitely a better way to get them doing it. Now, what do you think about if they're not some kids that want to play outside, teenagers, formalized exercise, saying, okay, well, if you're not going to go play outside like kids should do, then go with me on my walk. Go with me on my run. Let's take a bike ride. Let's do some actual exercise.
And that's a great way to bond with your teenagers and to often discuss things that you wouldn't otherwise have time to talk with them, especially when you're walking next to each other. You don't have to make eye contact. So that's often when a lot of those embarrassing topics might come up that they that you can talk to them about, find out what their friends are doing, or they can ask you questions. But definitely encourage them. Get them active. And you don't have to give them the choice. Sometimes I say, Mommy's going for a walk now. Get on your shoes. Let's go. And you can have a fun goal like, hey, why don't we walk to the store a mile away, and then we can pick out some new things to make for dinner or whatever it is that gets them excited. Let's go visit the neighbors that we haven't seen for a while. Even if you know the neighbors are out of town, it'll still get them outside on a walk.
So that's what's so important, is just getting them out and doing something with them and getting that role model thing going and teaching them about a healthy lifestyle. Really, that's what this all comes down to. I know we're talking about playing outside and all, but I think this all comes down to, Dr. Tanya, teaching our children that these healthy things are not a punishment, that this is a lifestyle that you should adapt as early in life as possible, and it will carry you through.
Exactly. And unfortunately, kids often don't get enough exercise and PE today. So when they come into my office and I say, do you exercise every day? They say, well, we do PE. And I said, well, that's great, but that doesn't really count. You still need something else. And so you're right. You're teaching your child healthy lifestyle skills that'll last their entire life. And the other thing I'd like to remind parents is safety. Don't forget about those helmets. Always keep an eye on your kids when they're near water and apply sunscreen for your entire family, even on overcast days.
Ooh, that's so important. It really is, the helmet thing. And they think, well, they're just using a scooter, so now they don't have to wear a helmet because scooters don't require helmets. But it's totally just the opposite. And so we do have to work with our kids. And when you brought up, you know, gym, one of my sort of things, my little soapbox I like to get on, is that they're reducing gym and recess time in favor of academics. If you're a parent whose school system has done that, and while our kids, Dr. Tanya, need more academics to catch up with other countries, they still need to get their beans out and run around. What do you say as a parent? Not a pediatrician, but as a parent when that happens?
I think you need to go to your school and educate them that exercise is so important. And kids will actually learn better if they have opportunities to run around after sitting for 45 minutes or an hour. And I see some great elementary school teachers that will say, all right, everyone, get up. We're going to jump up and down and do jumping jacks for 5 minutes. And that really helps kids focus and concentrate when they can get all that energy out and run around. And especially if you have children that might have a little bit of ADHD or ADD, I encourage those parents to exercise with their kids in the morning before school. And that will also help them be able to sit still and focus and concentrate while they're trying to learn at school.
So just in the last 30 seconds, tell us about your book, where they can find it.
My new book is What to Feed Your Baby. It's a pediatrician's guide to the 11 essential foods to guarantee veggie-loving, no-fuss, healthy-eating kids, because nutrition is just as important as exercise. And it's available online everywhere, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, are very easy.
So that is great, What to Feed Your Kids by Dr. Tanya Altman, pediatrician extraordinaire, best-selling author, parenting expert, and AAP media spokesperson. And that's what we do here, is we're talking with pediatricians and experts on healthy children with our great friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.